96.1 KZL. Mark and John here with a stroll, as promised, down Interview Alley. An opportunity to catch up with today, Mr. Gary Wright. Gary, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you on. We got your new book in the mail the other day. It's called Dreamweaver, Music, Meditation, and My Friendship with George Harrison. So thanks for the book. We're both readers. We plan to read it. We got Steven Tyler's a while back, read that. It was good. Robert Plant's book. Can't wait to dive into yours. Not only for all of your stories, music, meditation, but the dealings of you and your very good friend, George Harrison. Tell us about the book and your friendship.
Well, the book came about, people were asking me over the years, why don't you write a book because you have so many rich experiences to share with people? And I said, yeah, but I'm not an author. I've never written a book before. And as I began to think and reflect a little bit more about it, I thought, well, you know, I wrote all the lyrics to my songs, especially Dreamweaver and Love is Alive, and I probably could write it because it's the same kind of creative process that you go through. And I started to write a proposal, and it came very easy to me, and I got a literary agent to represent me and got a deal with a major publisher, and they said that they didn't want me to write with a ghostwriter, that they liked the way I was writing, so I got to do the whole thing myself, which was a wonderful experience for me because it was very cathartic, and it gave me the opportunity to reflect on my entire life and put it all together with all the experiences and the people I've met and played with and the good and the bad times I've gone through. So it was a real blessing, I think, that this happened at this junction in my life.
It's cool that you build a career of writing lyrics and being kind of a wordsmith poet kind of thing. And then you realize, like, later on that, you know, that can be implemented in so many different ways, like writing books and that sort of thing. That's kind of a cool deal for you.
It is. It really, really is. And I wanted people to get kind of an inside view of what it's like to be an artist, you know, the ups and the downs that you go through and how you deal with that. It's really important because it's not all a bed of roses, you know. So you have to develop strength, inner strength, emotional strength to be able to sustain a career.
We're speaking with the Gary Wright, the very cool singer-songwriter who's done so much, Dreamweaver, Ringo's All-Star Band, played on George's All Things Must Pass. And just, yeah, I mean, you really, when I was looking over your information, I was like, man, this guy could write 100 books. What would you say, can you pull out a tidbit from the book and maybe a little tidbit about George that you could share with us?
George was an incredibly creative person. I've never met really anybody quite like him. When I first met him, I got the call to from Klaus Voormann, who is a friend of mine who had played on George's album, and he was in the Plastic Ono band as well with John. And Klaus called me. I was in the studio producing another artist in London and said, I'm in the studio with Phil Spector and George Harrison recording George's first solo album since he left the Beatles, and we need another keyboard player. Can you come down right now? And I said, of course I can. And I jumped in my car and drove over to Abbey Road, walked in the studio, and there was George, Ringo, Eric Clapton, Billy Preston, Klaus, and a bunch of other musicians. And I was fairly intimidated by the experience. And George was very kind, very, very sweet, gracious, and introduced himself to me and told me, we've got all the time in the world, take all the time you need to learn the song. And the song we were working on was Isn't It a Pity, which is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And so I wound up playing on that day, and George asked me to come back the next day and the next, and I wound up playing on the entire album.
Wow. And having a lifelong friendship with George?
Yeah, that was the beginning of our friendship.
Wow.
And he saw that I was interested also in Eastern philosophy because I didn't know anything about it, but I was fascinated by it. And when you walked into the control room, there were pictures of yogi masters and incense burning. It just had a vibe that was just amazing. And so we became friends, and he gave me books to read about India and Eastern philosophy and even a book of poems that I read and got the title Dreamweaver from. And it was a great experience. My lifelong friendship with George was just amazing.
In terms of you write in the book about the spirituality or the spiritual realms, that maybe you have some insight, anything you can share with us on that front?
Say that once again.
Anything you can share with us from the spiritual realms that you have experienced?
Well, first and foremost, I learned how to meditate, and that was through George's mentorship, I would say. And that allowed me to go through the tumultuous times in my career and keep everything in perspective. In other words, don't get sucked into it and be overwhelmed and freaked out. It made me, it gave me more perspective on my life. And George turned me on to this Indian master named Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote that book, Autobiography of a Yogi. And I got techniques on how to meditate and learn how to meditate and really worked at it really seriously. And now I've been doing that for almost 40 years, and it's really saved my life. That's all I can say. I mean, it just totally changed my life around.
Speaking of life-changing moments, can you take us back to the very first moment that you heard your music on the radio?
With Spooky Tooth or with Gary Wright?
With just the first time you heard yourself, Spooky Tooth, Gary Wright, the very first time.
Oh, I was in London with Spooky Tooth, yeah. And we'd be driving home from a gig, and on the radio, and there, all of a sudden we heard our track, and it was like, wow, this is really cool.
Well, and Dreamweaver too. I mean, there was no bigger
song. Yeah, that was a whole different experience. Riding in a car on my way to a radio station, and they were already playing Dreamweaver or Love Is Alive or Blind Feeling.
Right.
And it was just great to hear, that I was making that connection with people out there.
We're going to play it here in a couple of minutes. Another thing that intrigued us in the book, rare photos. Can you share a little bit about the photo? I mean, you must have tons of great photos.
I do, and these were photos that I'd taken over the years. And George and I went on several holidays together. We went to Portugal a couple of times. We went to Switzerland, Sweden. We went on the QE2 from New York to London. And then ultimately we went to India. And so there were a lot of photos that I took, along the way, and even photos that he took of our holidays, and he actually creatively roped them all together with rope and glue, and there was 12 photos that he had taken along the way that he gave to me as a present. So, the pictures in the book have never been seen before in the public. They had never been available.
That's very cool.
We're talking with Gary Wright, the Dreamweaver himself. Gary, when you got married, did your wife know that she had met Mr. Wright?
She didn't even know who I was when I first met her. Her brother, when she said, "I'm dating this guy named Gary Wright," and her brother looked up and said, "Does he have a bunch of keyboards?"
Hey, speaking of it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he does.
Speaking of the humor, Wayne's World, I think that shows you have a sense of humor, that the Wayne's World film that your music was featured on, that's funny. And
yeah.
What's next for you?
Well, I am promoting this book right now. I just got back from a promotional tour that I did in the East Coast and the Midwest, playing songs from my entire career, some songs that more obscure that people probably didn't know about. In an unplugged version, and then I did Dreamweaver and Love Is Alive and Really Want to Know You, and did some readings for my book. And I will probably go out and do several more of those tours in the new year. And then I'm not sure whether I'm going to do a new album or write another book. I'm just not at that space right now to make the decision.
Gary Wright's new book called Dreamweaver, Music, Meditation, and My Friendship with George Harrison. We really appreciate the time this morning, and loved you when you were here with Ringo.
Yeah,
we
say hi to Ringo for us.
Yeah,
I will.
Hope to see you back soon, and much success added to the giant resume that you put forth. And a pleasure to speak with you, and happy holidays.
You too. Have a great Christmas.
Too, man. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Gary Wright there.
Yeah.
Nice job. New book out, Dreamweaver, Music, Meditation, and My Friendship with George.